Well, throughout the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal, there was one question, Dennis, that kept coming up. How did the cheating affect the students' learning? And this is a report requested from Georgia State University seeking those answers. Now, Tim Sass was a lead researcher of the report. He's a professor in the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at GSU, and he joins us now. Professor Sass, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about, first of all, in getting to this report in terms of what you all did. How much data information did you need from Atlanta Public Schools in order to even start? Is that where you had to begin in compiling this report?
That's right. We spent most of last fall putting data together. We had to compile individual student records over several years and different types of information, their test scores, attendance, behavior, and so forth.
Now, you went, because there were several, there are a lot of schools involved in here. So when the state released its investigation, its report, they were able to pinpoint down to each classroom. Is that what you all did, too, to get your findings?
That's right. Yeah, we relied on the erasure data and the analysis done by the Governor's Office of Student Achievement to identify students that were affected.
So were you looking at just what happened in those classrooms at the time of the cheating, or were you able to try to track the students who were most affected by the cheating to see how they did in the years since?
Yes, it was the latter, that we were looking at what happened to them after the cheating was discovered.
Yeah, which isn't easy because some of those kids aren't in the system anymore.
That's right. So we could only look at those students that were still in the Atlanta Public School System.
So what did you find?
Well, we found that those students that were affected, and by that I mean students that had high numbers of wrong-to-right erasures on their exams, experienced a loss in achievement somewhere between a quarter and a half year of student learning.
Wow. That just brought us both up short. So in terms of, were you able to then say, okay, because they lost this, these were the effects on them? Or is that something for another study another time?
Well, unfortunately, that's probably for another day, that we only looked at their achievement and their behavior and attendance. We haven't looked at longer-term outcomes like where they stayed in school and where they completed high school.
Yeah, did they get promoted? I mean, did they lost, say, a quarter to a half a year of learning, but did they move on anyway?
The vast majority did make normal progression through the grades. Some did not, but didn't look to be much different than students that weren't involved.
Professor Sass, with a report like this, how helpful, I guess, could it be? I mean, obviously, we know cheating is wrong. People should not cheat. We know that. But with a report like this, what should school districts, what can they take away from this? Now, we've heard APS talk about offering remedial courses and help for these students. But is there anything else that could be taken away from this?
Well, and I think it shows that there are impacts on students. It's not just about teachers doing the wrong thing, that students can be harmed as a result.
When you look at this report, and did you have any challenges at all? Did you get all the data that you needed to feel comfortable? Well, you must feel comfortable with the report because you've released it, but did you get all the information that you needed?
Yeah, APS was really very cooperative. They basically gave us carte blanche to access any data we needed for the study.
And all these, majority of students are African Americans. Was there any other demographic trend that you saw that you can talk about? Were you talking about a particular grade that might have had the most, impact that was negative from a negative standpoint? Or were you talking about boys, girls? Were you able to break it down that way?
Well, we really didn't break it down by demographics. The one breakdown we did do was their original grade level back in 2009 when the cheating occurred. And we did find somewhat stronger effects for students in the early grades, grades 1 and 2.
Was math or reading, which one did you see at the...
The most consistent effects we found were in reading and English language arts. Results for math were somewhat mixed.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Tim Sass. He was the lead researcher of a report on the effects of the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal. He's a professor at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies at Georgia State University. One note of disclosure: WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education. As you looked at all of this, What as far, did these students have any different patterns of attendance or behavior problems or anything else when compared to students who weren't affected but might have been in similar schools, similar grades?
No, we didn't find any impact in terms of their attendance or their behavior in terms of disciplinary incidents. The only effects we found were in terms of test scores.
So they were less prepared, if you will, to go on to the next grade than, say, their peers who weren't affected by this? Is that even possible to say as a general conclusion?
Well, we can't say that they were at a lower achievement level, so they were behind comparable students.
Yeah, and you said you can say that.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you hear the phrase, and it was often uttered during the trial, and Rose was in for part of that, where you heard, okay, the people who were hurt by this were the kids because they were cheated of knowledge. You now have statistical data to say they probably were.
That's right. And important to point out that the impacts could vary across students. What we did was just simply look at an average across the students who had their test scores manipulated.
Professor, you started with the 2009, and then you went all the way up to, what was the last year that you looked at?
2013.
Wow. You said the APS was very sort of helpful in all of this. When you presented them with this report, did you get any feedback from them at all?
No. They just basically took it as is that they were certainly happy to have the report done and be able to identify students who were affected, but they basically took it as is.
Have you ever worked on a study like this before, Professor?
Well, I've done a lot of work looking at various educational policies, teacher quality, charter schools, for about the last 15 years.
One of the interesting follow-ups might be, okay, there is this now plan to help these youngsters, as many as they can find, with remedial education, with an academy. Will you be following up on that, or does the Andrew Young School want a plan to look at how they do once they get that remedial work? Is there a way to do that?
Well, it'd certainly be interesting to look at the impacts of any remediation. I guess it's probably going to be up to APS where they want to have me look further into some of these issues. I know.
Would you like to?
I certainly think it would be interesting to see what happens in terms of the effects of remediation and also look at long-run outcomes, whether students complete high school, go to college, and so forth.
That was my next question in terms of looking at, because some of these students may have already graduated mm-hmm. or should be on track to graduate here in the future, so it would be interesting to see just how their outcomes would occur. That would be very interesting.
Right. I require linking to data outside of APS, linking to data from the university system and technical college system and so forth.
The study is called The Long-Run Effects of Teacher Cheating on Student Outcomes. And Professor Tim Sass from Georgia State, we appreciate you coming in and taking the time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.